7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome again to Sports Day. Shortly, Caroline Wilson, who lit the fire under North Melbourne by reporting that some are questioning its very future and the very future of 10 teams in Melbourne / Geelong. But before Caro, tonight, Scoot McClure has a development on the North Melbourne story, having spoken to the longtime club power broker, Ron Joseph, that will absolutely be headlines tomorrow. Before Scoop, tonight, Justin Langer is going to join us, the coach of the Australian men's cricket team and the CEO of the Pies, Mark Anderson, also to tell us how Collingwood are tracking. So a couple of power brokers to follow, but let's welcome Scoop McClure on this Wednesday evening. Welcome, Scoop.
Jared, good evening to you and to everyone. Certainly been a major issue, hasn't it, what Caro said on Monday night about North Melbourne. I know she's going to join us shortly and talk about it. There's been some pretty savage responses. One of those from former chairman James Brayshaw on radio yesterday. None too happy with Caroline Wilson. I know that they have a bit of a history, but even North Melbourne took it upon themselves to respond to their members and dismiss a lot of the reports. It has moved on, though, in the last hour, Jared. I've been speaking to a lot of people that have been at North Melbourne in the last 15 years.
Yep.
One of those is Ron Joseph, who doesn't need much of an introduction, former
CEO. He's been there a bit longer than 15 years.
Yeah, power broker, helped really drag them out of the doldrums in the early 1990s when Ron Barassi came out of retirement to coach them. He's told me tonight that he believes, and I quote here, "I've been saying to the North Melbourne supporter since we won the battle for the Gold Coast that we won that battle, but now it's the Battle of Tasmania, and that battle is now well and truly on. I think North Melbourne has been identified as the club that they'd like to head AFL football in Tasmania," and went on to say that he believes the AFL doesn't have national competition until they send a team to Tasmania, and also very critical on the record, Jared, of Ben Buckley and running his presidency from Sydney. Said he's never known another club to have a president that operates outside of the state that the club is based in. Now, some people...
Well, before you go any further, I mean, clearly... Koshy lives in Sydney and he runs Port Adelaide.
Yep, absolutely.
So there is a precedent for that.
Yeah, and from all reports and people that I speak to at North Melbourne, Jared, Ben Buckley is very much a visible president, spends a lot of time at the club, so it's not necessarily about where you live. But, I mean...
Is there any sort of tangible evidence that Ben Buckley has got a scintilla of support for a move down to Tasmania? Because every time I hear him open his mouth, and anybody else from North Melbourne, it's we're lock, stock and barrel at the Kangaroos.
Yeah, well, certainly no one is willing to go on the record at AFL House and talk about whether there's been any discussion.
Well, yes, they did. Gil said it last night. Gil McLaughlin said he doesn't know anyone who's discussing anything about the Kangaroos.
Sorry, I worded my statement poorly. What I meant to say is on the record going the other way. No one's been able to say, yes, it's been discussed. But, I mean, if you go back to 2010, Jared, and this is why Ron Joseph has quite a lot of context here, he was one of the key figures that opposed North Melbourne playing 7 home games in Tasmania. That was the deal that Gillon McLachlan and Andrew Demetriou, who was then CEO, were trying to push. And this is around the same time that they tried to push them north to the Gold Coast. That didn't go through. They wanted them to play 7 home games and then 4 home games in Victoria, 7 home games in Tasmania. That was knocked back. The deal was about to go through, and then Jeff Kennett went and did the deal
with Hawthorn
for another 5 years. So there is absolutely precedent with the league wanting North Melbourne to have a greater presence in Tasmania. We know that they've got one now. I don't think that they'll go there. I don't think that anyone is trying to push them there, but there are still people out there. And, you know, a lot of people smashed Caro for what she said. This is now Ron Joseph going on the record talking about the times where they were trying to get them there.
Well, Caro's podcast is called Don't Shoot the Messenger, and I guess it's probably relevant at this stage. But the one thing that's changed in the sporting landscape, Scoop, in my view, from those days, is that the Kangaroos are in a much healthier state. The other thing that has changed is that I think we've got to a point where there's a lot of support in Tasmania for a Tasmanian-only team. And I'm not sure that the business case for taking North Melbourne to Tasmania would stack up right now, because unless you get significant support from the Taswegians or Tasmanians, nothing's going to work down there. So that's the key element to me now, that all this discussion and, I guess, posturing and brainstorming is based on that it's going to work. If we send North Melbourne down there, it'll work. I'm not sure it would work. And I don't know if there's a test case where you can say, let's move North Melbourne down there, the Premier down there, it's poor for his political future. I don't think he'd tick off, and I don't think there's the money for a Melbourne-based club to go down there. It would have to be a Tasmanian team if it's going to work.
The one who lit the fire, who's here for McDonald's, Australia's new 100% Australian grass-fed beef burger, is Caroline Wilson. Caro, welcome to you.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Jared. How are you?
We're pretty well, as I said, Caro. Don't shoot the messenger is your podcast title. I guess you've had a few arrows returned to the back of to your back so far in the last 24 hours based on your message.
Oh, it's the usual suspects, Jared, some of them bullies. I'm absolutely fine with people defending North Melbourne, but all I was saying on Monday night was that everything I'm told from certain club presidents and certain AFL people, everything is on the table. There are no sacred cows. And if you ask clubs and people at the AFL about a few scenarios, obviously there's a range, but a repeated comment probably from three clubs and also coming out of AFL, not Gillon McLachlan or Richard Goyder, was that there's still a view that North Melbourne should have relocated, and that if you were going to have a Tasmanian team now, it would definitely be North Melbourne, and that would solve a lot of the AFL's problems. Now, I agree with what you say about Tasmania. They don't like North Melbourne. The Tasmanians, you might be able to sell Hawthorn to Tasmania if there was no other choice, but the people of Tasmania don't like North Melbourne. They see them as a fly-in, fly-out club. They see them as not having been properly engaged in the community. I mean, I've been critical of some of the work that Hawthorn have done here, but, you know, they have been there for a long time, so they've got longevity. And the Kangaroos, to be brutal, for many years, let's face it, have been the travelling Kangaroos. But that was just a view that was coming from the clubs. There is resentment still that North didn't go to the Gold Coast, when you look at all the problems the Gold Coast have had. And there is a view that a Tasmanian team, and they've come out today, the Tasmanian Task Force, and said, we still, despite everything that has been put on hold, have the 2025 timeline for our provisional licence and a provisional licence before then. But I absolutely agree that they don't want North Melbourne. That doesn't mean that it would not be an expedient solution for the AFL.
No, expedient in the minds of some, but they haven't done the business case for it, Caro. It just sounds like a good idea. So let's ship North Melbourne down there. The North aren't going anywhere. No one in Tassie is going to support that move. I don't think the AFL Commission would be able to mount a case for that to work.
And Gillon McLachlan is determined that 18 clubs are going to survive. But I'm saying, Jared, things could change. Things could change over the next few years. And I'm not saying there won't be, that there will be a merger. But these things are definitely being discussed, and there are nervous clubs out there. And I don't mean to upset North Melbourne supporters. I'm full of admiration for what Carl Delina did in retiring the debt. And even, you know, James Brayshaw did a much better job than I thought he would do. And one of those jobs was getting people like Carl Delina and Brad Scott into the club. But, you know, North had a shocker last year. They were all over the place. They lost seven figures in ridiculous payouts and things that clubs shouldn't do. They've now got a bit of debt again that they'd completely retired, although not much. I accept they've got a significantly lower debt than St Kilda. In fact, it's under $1 million. But all I'm saying is this is what clubs are saying to me, and I don't think it's the wrong thing to report the facts.
So, Caro, just to go back and provide a little bit of context here, they tried to send them north to the Gold Coast Suns, and then in 2010, then-Chief Andrew Demetriou and his number two, Gillon McLachlan, put together a contract whereby they would play seven home games in 2010.
They did that deal with James Brayshaw, Sam.
Yep.
James Brayshaw
yep.
did a deal without consulting his members to send the club to play seven games out of Tasmania. Now, Jeff Kenner got wind of it and got basically got in
did
behind
the
backs of both
yep.
the AFL and Tasmania and obviously North Melbourne, and the deal was done. And there were a lot of North Melbourne people who were asking the question, why weren't we helped save the club, why weren't we consulted about this? Anyway, it never happened because Hawthorne, you know, did the deal.
So, Cara, I just wanted to ask you on that. Do you think there are still people at AFL House, given Gillon was part of doing that contract, that would want to see, in a time like this, and as you're talking about the next few years, a club like North Melbourne go south to Tassie?
I'm not saying Gillon, but I'm saying yes.
Okay.
13 13 32 is the Harcourt's open line. If you'd like to give us a call, 13 13 32. If you want to talk real estate, give Harcourt's a ring. To Burwood, Dom, you're first. Welcome. Go ahead, Dom. You're on Sports Day.
Yeah, g'day. Look, couldn't agree with you more, Jared. I just think North Melbourne is definitely not the right fit to go down to Tasmania. And particularly when you have a look at the economic situation, the government down there couldn't possibly sign up, you know, millions and millions of dollars to have them down there. It just wouldn't work.
Don, this show goes down to Tasmania. If you're in Tassie, give us a call. 13 13 32 is the number. I 100% agree with you. I don't think the relocation of the Kangaroos to Tassie is a winner in any way, shape or form. And I've done a lot of North Melbourne games down there. And to me, it just is a marriage that hasn't quite worked. But
no, it hasn't, Jared. But can I just interrupt here and say that it would be a lot cheaper for the Tasmanian government to support a relocated team than it would to start their own team. And I think what the Tasmanian government will weigh up when this crisis is over in the rebuilding phase is, do we just shelve it completely because we just can't justify the spend when we're, you know, our priorities are jobs and hospitals and, you know, all the other stuff
that
is clearly, or do they say never has there been a better time to give this community and this state a hero, a group of heroes, and some hope? And that is the question that will be asked by the Premier, Peter Goodwin. But I don't think they want... I know they don't want North Melbourne. I'm just telling you what some clubs in the AFL are saying.
Down to Portland. Keith, welcome.
G'day. Jared, Caro and Scoop. Look, I'm just thinking, like, Caro's probably a bit right there. It's probably not the right time, actually. But, you know, why not in the future have a sort of a referendum down there and say, OK, or North, or emerge, or what?
What do you think about a referendum, Caro? If they put Hawthorne, North Melbourne, or the Tasmanian Devils on the referendum, which one do you think might get up?
I think Tasmania 1, Hawthorne 2, distant third would be North Melbourne. But
Can I ask you a question, Caro, without notice? How would North Melbourne travel if the relationship with Tasmania folded? Because ultimately I think what the new conservative economic era is going to ask clubs to do, and that is to stand on your own two feet and be much less dependent upon the AFL.
Yeah, and that they're very dependent, North Melbourne, on the money they get from Blundstone Arena. Now, I don't think that money is going to continue in the vein that it did. There's no guarantee. Well, clearly they're not going to get the combined $7 million in total that they would have got this year from the Tasmanian government had they played all their games there. But, Jared, I think that if Tasmania don't get a provisional licence and if the AFL do knock them back, both sides of government, both the current incumbent and also the Labor opposition, have said that they don't want North Melbourne to keep playing in Hobart. They won't keep paying for them. They've said that they would keep Hawthorn if they didn't get that licence, but they wouldn't keep North Melbourne.
So ultimately, they're looking for other areas to shore up their balance sheet, Caro, to survive as a single entity playing games here in Melbourne alone. I think that's probably the future as what you're describing. To Williamstown, Tom, you're next.
How you going, guys? I'm an Essendon supporter. You would never hear me say this, but I agree with Caro. North Melbourne are an absolute basket case, mate. Essendon should buy them. The only teams that matter are Carlton, Collingwood, Essendon and Richmond anyway. So we should just buy
them. I don't say they're a basket case.
I think they've done an unbelievable job, to be honest, North Melbourne, to get themselves in a position where they are. They were in huge amounts of debt. I think Eugene Arocca and Carl Delina have done exquisitely well to get them in a place where they've got a new... they've essentially got a completely new complex down in Arden Street. I'm not sure how many people have actually walked through it, but it's brilliant.
It's superb, yep.
They've eliminated how many millions of debt now, Caro? 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, I think the current debt's in the 600 or 700s. And, you know, as I say, those payouts last year were pretty irresponsible, if you don't mind me saying. You know, not only did they pay out Brad Scott, but they also paid out their head of football and some assistant coaches as well, and Carl Delina as well. I mean, that was a crazy sort of move that they did. But they will never be more than a boutique club in the scheme of the AFL economy.
Can I ask you, Caro, how long the relationship with North and Tasmania will last post this year? Because it's obviously nothing's happening down there this season.
No, and I think the deal runs into next year too, Jared. They've got a deal for next year. But the renegotiations are pretty much on at the moment. To go beyond that. But my understanding was, and I think both sides of government said this, both sides of politics, I should say, said that if the AFL knocked back their request for a provisional licence with a view to having their own team by the mid-2020s or just beyond that, if that was knocked back, they're not going to keep paying North Melbourne to play there. So that would have ended at the end of next year.
Can I ask you about other clubs that are in financial, not troubles, probably the wrong word, but right now their balance sheet isn't where they'd like it to be. Are they under the same sort of scrutiny by the boffins that you're talking to in and around the game?
Well, we know that St Kilda, of all the Victorian clubs, has probably got the worst debt, got a very big debt, and they're always being scrutinised by the AFL. But there's a view at the AFL now that Andrew Bassett, their president, has been an incredibly prudent leader of that football club. They're comfortable with some of the changes that club has made. And, you know, Matt Finnis, I think, and his president are working closely together. And there's some strong sort of positive vibes coming out of St Kilda. But St Kilda are still in terrible financial strife. And Melbourne is another club that now have a improved balance sheet. But again, with Melbourne, it tends to be when things go wrong over a few years, it can be a bit of a house of cards. So, and then Brisbane has got a massive debt. I'm sure at some point there will be discussion about whether the AFL will retire the debt of some of these clubs, certainly the debt that is owed to the AFL. And as Lee Matthews often says, a huge proportion of their debt is to the AFL and not to the banks.